everyone. It is now 1:30, so I'm going to call our meeting to order. And just for some fun, I will ask everybody to chime in for roll, starting with Sherry.
Present.
Minchai, present.
And, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Wallace.
Chairman Wallace, present.
And I'm Tom Hammond, and I'm here.
Eric Woolery, here.
Michelle Aguirre for Frank Kim.
Wonderful. We appear to have quorum, so we will continue with the meeting. Let's see here. Can I get a motion on our minutes, please?
Sure. Mr. Chair, I move to accept and approve the meeting minutes of May 10th, 2018.
Terrific. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Just a quick question. Did the Board of Supervisors approve Wells Fargo?
Suzanne Lester, CEO, Public Finance. Yes, they did.
Thank you.
Terrific. Okay, I'll call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any dissension? Motion carried. Minutes are good. Off topic, do we have a anybody filling in for 3rd District or any discussion on that?
Mr. Chair, Suzanne Lester, CEO, Public Finance. It's currently a vacant position. There is an identified potential candidate that the 3rd District staff is working with this time. So hopefully we'll have a yay or a nay and something forwarded to the board for approval soon.
Wonderful. Thank you. Okay. All right. So we'll move on to agenda item number 3. Do we need a motion to discuss it first?
Actually, I need to excuse myself if you're getting ready to discuss it because I am a party to the transaction, so I'd ask to be excused to be available for questions.
Very good. Do we need a motion to discuss it?
Mr. Chair, it's at your discretion. I'm happy okay. to give...
Well, just for good measure, can I get a motion to discuss agenda item number 3, please?
So moved.
Very good. Please proceed.
I don't know if I want to use my glasses or not. I'm going to try without. It's getting worse and worse. Suzanne Lester, CEO, Public Finance. Today, Public Finance staff is requesting your committee's recommendation to the Board of Supervisors for the approval in concept of the proposed issuance of short-term taxable pension obligation bonds in January 2019. To prepay the county's fiscal year 2019-2020, and I can't believe I'm saying the words 2020, employer pension obligation. We're also requesting the committee recommend to the board the selection of Fieldman Rollap and Associates as the municipal advisor, and Orrick Harrington and Sutcliffe as the bond counsel. And before I start talking about this transaction, the proposed transaction, I just wanted to give a little update on the current bonds outstanding. And you know what, when we come back in December, as I was writing my speaker notes, I thought we should have put this in a table in our staff report. And so we'll do that for December so you have that for your record. But I just wanted to let you know the 2017 POBs that were issued in January of 2017 for an amount of $375,540,000 were paid off June 29th of 18. I think that's something that we usually don't come back and say, hey, we paid them off. I mean, it's assumed, but providing a budget savings to the county of $12,014,631. The true interest cost for that transaction was 1.39%. Moving to 2018, a similar amount, $375,241,941, a true interest cost of 2.19%, which is a function of rising interest rates, savings of $9.7 million to the county. Those will be paid off April 30th of 18. So we've made one payment. We've got three more to go that are scheduled. The next one is October 31st. So that's the current bonds. Then I just also wanted to speak to a little bit about where OSER's rate of return is right now. In the past, I think I have provided like a legal size sheet of forecasts, which I'll bring back to you in December. But just to let you know, give you kind of a just an idea of where we stand. OSER's assumed rate of return is 7%. For the calendar year 2017, which is OSER's fiscal year, their actual return was 14.74%. They did a calculation, OSERS did a calculation, because they know most of their plan sponsors are all on a July 1 to June 30th fiscal year. They reported July 2017 through June 2018 fiscal year earnings of 7.9%. So all of those are greater than their assumed rate of return.
Is that return based largely, entirely, what portion on the stock market? How are we able to deduce from that what we can expect 19 to look like?
That is a composite of all their many investments, which includes stocks, international, real estate. The portfolio, I think it's up to about $15 billion now.
Just add, we have about 35% in the stock market, but because there's so much equity risk related to the whole portfolio, either from direct lending in the fixed income side, they say we have about an 80% equity risk. But because we are not the 60%, say a 60-40 pension allocation, which used to be a standard, we have not been able to take as much advantage of the bull market that's been running for the last, 9 years now. So we are below some of our peers on that, but we have 35% specifically in the stock equity area.
Gotcha. Thank you, Sherry. It was helpful.
Okay, so with that in mind, moving forward, just to provide a little background, that the OSERS board annually at their meeting, one of their meetings, considers whether they are going to authorize or allow plan sponsors to prepay the annual pension obligation. And this year, on July 16th, 2018, the OSERS board unanimously approved allowing its plan sponsors to prepay if they prepay by mid-January 2019. And in return for that prepayment, they would provide an early payment discount of 4.5%, which that is the same discount they've offered the last 2 years as well. So they're staying with that. The county treasurer tax collector, Sherry Friedenrich, has agreed to purchase the 2019 bonds as an investment, and placing the bonds with the treasurer tax collector reduces the issuance costs of the transaction for the county. For example, last year's cost for the 2018 bonds was $98,000, versus the last time the county did a public sale for these bonds in 2016, the cost of issuance was $464,000. So that's a definite benefit to the county. Now, public finance staff would plan to return to your committee at the scheduled PFAC meeting that's on December 6th, 2018, with a detailed finance plan, maturity schedule, interest rate estimate, and county budget savings estimate. So, next, moving to the next recommended item, public finance staff also recommends the selection of Fieldman Rollap and Associates as the municipal advisor for this transaction. In July 2018, an RFP was issued for municipal advisor for the POB transaction specifically. RFPs were distributed to 7 firms that are on the county's pre-qualified panel. 2 firms responded. The evaluation panel that convened, the scoring resulted in a virtual tie. The panel recommends Fieldman Rollap as their proposal by far provided the lowest cost. Fieldman Rolapp and Associates has served the county well on several recent transactions, including the 2015, 2016, and 2017 Village of Ascensia CFDs. Also, this past year in 2018, our refinancings of Ladera Ranch CFDs and Newport Coast Assessment District. As well, in 2016, Fieldman Rolapp was our advisor on the central utility facility upgrade.
Okay, very good.
We also recommend the selection of ORIC as bond counsel, and ORIC has served as bond counsel on each POB financing since 2006, also completed the judicial validation process, which all the prior bonds have been issued, and drafted the master trust indenture, which serves as the legal basis for the issuance of the bonds. And the county has an agreement in place to cover ORIC's bond counsel service. The board is scheduled to consider the item on September 25th, 2018, and we have representatives from Fieldman Rolapp and ORIC to address any questions that you may have, as well as the treasurer tax collector on any items related to the purchase of the bonds. That concludes my presentation.
Wonderful. Mindy, do you have any questions?
I was looking, thank you for your presentation. I actually got to look at the RFP, the evaluation criteria. If I could direct you to the attachment A that you provided us a copy of. I understand that it was a very close tie and the scoring was very neck and neck. It seemed like the only criteria that was that provided a huge disparity was on the proposed cost, and it was just significant. So do you, can you explain to us like what criteria you use? Is it just based on the cost that they were the cheaper one of the two and so they were equally qualified, but because of the cost factor, we decided to go with them?
Well, that is definitely, it pops out at you.
Yeah.
The other firm, K&N Public Finance, I would say K&N Public Finance and Fieldman Rolapp and Associates are the two firms that we, there are trusted advisors that we use almost on every transaction. So K&N Public Finance has the advantage in that they have served as our advisor on this transaction in the past years. Mm. But their proposal was for over $20,000, which is what similar to what we've been paying them these past years. Fieldman Rolapp was $3,500. Now, if it would have been any other firm on our qualified panel that we haven't done much business with, it would have really given me pause because right. of the lack of experience that the county has with that firm. But with Fieldman Rolapp and Associates, we have a lot of depth of experience. And we have always had a positive experience. And I do know that they serve Riverside County in a similar capacity of doing their tax and revenue anticipation notes and their pension prepayment. So that gave us a great level of confidence in selecting them.
I see. Because I also looked at the qualification and experience, the points that were accrued. And there was some disparity there, but it seemed like they made up for it with the cost.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, I guess that answers my question on that end.
And before we awarded, notified them that we intended to recommend, I called them and I said, we had a discussion. We had a discussion about, an understanding of what this transaction entails and, so we had a pretty lengthy conversation, and it enhanced my confidence.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Just a question. The evaluators, were they all staff, or was there any PFAC members?
They were all staff, and I'm aware that PFAC members have asked to be solicited if they would like to be panelists. In this case, with With Sherry, with our treasurer tax collector, having to recuse herself and having a vacancy on the committee at the moment, if we would have had a PFAC member, we wouldn't have had a quorum, because then when a PFAC member serves as a committee panel, they can't vote on the item.
Okay.
So just in this particular case.
Interesting dilemma.
Yeah, it's a dilemma. So, you know, we really need to get our vacancy filled, and, you know, this is the only transaction that we have in this case where the treasurer tax collector, as a matter of practice, must recuse herself.
Okay. Tom, did you have any questions?
Yes, I have a couple. If my memory is correct, I think, or help me with my math here, but two fiscal years ago, we went from $380 million, and now we're at $450 million. Is that approximately correct? Does that mean that our pension obligation costs have gone up that much in 2 years?
It's the pension. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. I was like trying to.
Is that right, Michelle?
Yeah. Yes, it's correct. In fact, I was just at Sherry. Our treasurer tax collector knows I was just at OSER strategic planning offsite yesterday, and the counties. The amount that we budgeted in fiscal year 18-19 for the county's annual required contribution is $434 million. So hopefully the $450 million that is in the agenda item, it actually ends up being a little bit less than that.
But we've had about a $70 million increase in 2 years. Is that correct? Approximately correct?
It was actually what we budgeted for, the actual for 17-18. Trying to remember the numbers. There's like a $4 million difference between, looking if anybody in the audience was at the OSER's offsite yesterday. It was like $4 million difference. It was like 430 to 434, 434 to 437. So between 17-18 and 18-19. So where we have had increase in the cost of retirement because of assumption changes or the demographics, we've had offsetting decreases. And one of the reasons that we've had a decrease in the related to the cost of retirement is we have a higher PEPRA population coming into the county. So that was the change in the retirement plan, where there's a lower benefit for new employees coming in. And so it's really having a positive impact on the county and its cost related to retirement. So we expect that that will continue as staff retire or attrition out and we hire new individuals. That's been in place since 2013.
And so through the chair, if I could just clarify the amounts, I think instead of 475, you may be thinking of the past 2 years, the net amount to be financed was $375 million, but the gross pension obligation for the 2017 bonds was $417.8 million. And then for the 2018 bonds, it was $423.6 million.
So it's about, so approximately a $20 million increase.
Yes.
Year to year. Yeah. Okay. Next question I have is, have we, can you rationalize the appropriateness of selling these bonds to our own treasury versus going to the public markets? Can you, I'm sure that the supervisors would want to know the analysis there.
Absolutely, through the chair. In this transaction, it's arm's length. The treasurer is representing the investment pool. We are representing the county. The treasurer tax collector has her own counsel advising her. I can tell you that on our public sales, the treasurer has been a buyer of our bonds in the public sale.
Well, I understand, but it just seems to me somebody should be interested in a quantitative analysis about this, and I'm sure you did it, or I'm sure there's some logic to it, but did somebody give an estimate? Did you talk to him?
Pricing and how we go through pricing a little bit, and I'm available if they need any further. I've got that.
Sure. We go through a pricing analysis, and there was one prepared by the municipal advisor, and when we're getting ready to price, we get comps on pricing in the market, fair pricing, and the treasurer goes independently through her same due diligent process and getting comps and pricing so that we know that just like in a public sale that we would have done, that the pricing is based on what is currently being sold in the market at that time.
Did KNN do that analysis for you? I just happened to see their logo.
Yes. Okay. This was from last year.
And did they do it again this year?
They will not. Fieldman Rolap will.
Fieldman Rolap. So they'll do an analysis so the supervisors can be aware of the comparable costs.
That's right.
Okay. That's what I have, sir.
I have a follow-up question.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there an inherent conflict in having the treasurer purchase the investment, given that this is a county transaction and bond issuance?
And that's, you know, where she's recused herself here.
Mm-hmm.
We are separate and arm's length, and so that when we come to the table to negotiate, the treasurer has a county council that is assigned to her and the pool, and we negotiate separately.
Okay.
So I believe the answer to your question is a little bit.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I got that. Thank you.
Any other questions, Tom?
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Eric?
I'm good.
Michelle?
We did change the assumption rate.
Any questions?
Last year we changed the inflation, so that might have had a little bit of the change in the pension, even though we had, that we dropped the assumption
okay.
rate.
Sherry makes a good point. Just, for your information, every 3 years, there's an experience study, and the actuary and OSERS considers, whether current assumptions are still, they reconsider the assumptions, and they did reduce the assumed rate of return from 7.25% to 7 this past year, and partially offset by reducing the inflation factor. I can't remember the exact two numbers that they were.
3% to 2.75.
Because the assumption of the inflation wasn't realistic to what actual inflation experience has been. So that could also have an impact on the county's pension obligation.
Suzanne, if I can add, the decrease from 7.25 to 7, the increased cost there was offset by that reduction from 3 to 2.75, but the OSERS board also implemented use of generational tables, right, so the demographics, so basically how long are our employees living or our retirees living, and so the actual impact on rates or unfunded liability was associated with those demographic changes and not the reduction from 7.25 and to 7 and 3 to 2.75 because those two offset each other.
Okay, very good. All right, unless there's any more questions from the committee, can I get a motion from somebody to approve in concept the adoption of the proposed 2019-2020 pension obligations?
Well, I'll make a motion to approve in concept the financing plus the recommendation of Fieldman Rolap and recommendation of Ori Carrington. So make one resolution for all three. How's that?
Perfect. Second by Min. Any further discussion? All right, I'll call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion carried. Okay, we will move on to public comments. Is there anybody from the public that cares to comment today? Nobody? No comments on the hair today? Okay, very good. All right, very good. Then we will adjourn the meeting until our next, which is, I believe, October 11th. Is that correct?
Yes, that's the next scheduled meeting at this time. We don't have any agenda items planned, but as soon as...
Except the one we just discussed, right?
The one in December. So we don't have
any... Oh, December. Got it.
Yeah, in December. So we'll let... when we confirm that, we'll let you all know for your calendars as soon as possible.
right.
And then if I may, just a housekeeping item. You may have been getting some emails from Dina Hoard, our Ethics and Campaign Finance Commissioner, that in 2018, ethics training certificates are due. And
we did that already.
Once
a year.
It's once every other year, but it then it goes on a cycle of even years, she explained to me, because I think, you know, depending on, like, men, you came in, you know, depending on the cycle, then it cycles to even years. So she did explain to me that everyone would need to complete that. And, you know, I looked, and it needs to be done by December, because I get these emails, too, and it was like, you know, second notice, third notice, and I'm like, what the heck? You know, it seemed like everybody was late, and Mr. Moore, he's already done his, but so our conversation was that, you know, as of after December, everybody's out of compliance, but she starts reporting a compliance to the board in October. So,
after December, we're all unethical?
Pretty much. So I just wanted to put that out there to remind you. And if anyone needs assistance with that, let me know.
Okay. Tom, did you?
No, I was just going to ask Ms. Saviano, too. Would you mind emailing that to me again? I got it once, but pardon my incompetence there. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, very good. With that said, we'll call the meeting at 1:56.
Thank you, sir.
Before you all run off, can I get a group picture of our current group from our resident photographer who I dragged with me, made him sit through our meeting? I don't know, maybe a little closer to the flag. I can look more official.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you all.
Mm-hmm. Let me get one Wallace with you in the chair.
His name tag.
Who is chasing me down now?
Wallace, you need to turn your tie. It's.
Oh, thank you. Yes. I'm usually inside out.
Here, Wallace.
All right. Over it once again. Hang on.